miss somebody, at least one person. Hi. Okay. So, I don't want to imply that anything yeshiva isn't perfect, but if there was something that wasn't perfect, there was a, would be that too much the tail wags the dog. The academic calendar drives the yeshiva calendar. Some years I'm more acquiesced with it, and some years, this year somehow I'm more resistant. So that's why I'm trying to say shir straight through. Also, I want to learn. I want to chap rain inside them. So we're saying shir, whatever it is, whoever's here. June, we'll see. We'll see. Okay, let's start the Mishnah. Dab over Meral. So the Mishnah says, "Ve'el asuris milechel b'truma." I meres t'mei anilach. No, it's normally it's a hashka, but in the following cases, there's no hashka, and she remains asur lechel b'truma. Likewise, the baal and the bayil. I don't know why the Mishnah singles out the truma. She remains asur also to the baal. She remains asur to the bayil. And there is t'mei anilach. She says she was. She taka says she was nitma. V'shabah edim she t'meya, or edim came that she was t'meya. But we're going to talk about what that means. When did the edim come? Did they come before the hashka? After the hashka? V'ymeres eni shaisa. It's a different case. Not the same case as emeya t'meya nilach. She's not saying she was t'meya, but she says eni shaisa. I don't want to drink. So she doesn't have to. We don't force her to drink. But she'll be yasur leilo. V'shabah le eni reis l'hashkaisa, or the husband doesn't want to be mashker. Also, it's his prerogative. He doesn't want to be mashker. So then the Yitzhivi thinks of, and he doesn't have to be mashker. So then the Mayim are not baidik. So then also, so there's no point in being mashker. The Mayim won't be baidiker. And then he's also Yitzhivi thinks of. Where it's his fault, he has to give ksuvah. Where it's her fault, she says, if she says, I don't want to drink, then she loses the ksuvah. But upon him, there's no hashka, and there's no, and she remains a surah lalim. So Rashi says, lechel b'truma imhu kayin. So this Rashi Bemis is a little bit of a zemukim in here. Rashi says this case that she's a sur lechel b'truma la'olam is talking about she was married to a kohen. So as an eishes kohen, she's entitled to a truma. But now that she's a saita, so she's no longer entitled to a truma. Or for two reasons. First of all, because it was kinyan and stira, so we have it in echad lebayil echad that we skibul palm v'nitma echad lebayil echad lebayil echad the truma. So the king of the steer asses is the chumma. Moreover, here she says that she's tmeya. Well, we'll talk about when we get to Tesis. Maybe that's another reason. She says that she's tmeya. So that's another reason why she shouldn't be able to eat chumma. And that itself, that she says that she's tmeya, in a way, is also we could subdivide it. But if we can, there's many reasons here why she can't eat chumma. She can't eat chumma, first of all, just on account of the king of the steer. That's number one. That itself asks her to eat truma, and we're not going to be mashke, because she says t'mani. Number two, the etzin saying that she's t'meya l'chayyot shavin afshichati chadisur. We'll see. That's not so possible because the Mishnah Mishnah and Mishnah Achayna. But let's say at least the possibility that maybe there's a shavin afshichati chadisur. Number three, maybe she's neman b'tayre said echad after kinyan v'stira and echad is neman to say that she's t'meya. And an echad is not only an echad kosher, even kravim and psulim and noshim avodim. The Mishnah says later they're all included. They have also nemonis that after kinyan v'stira. Talking in the beginning of the Masechta, what kind of nemonis do they have? They have mamish nemonis, only nemonis to the menea to the dashka. But upon him, there's an nemonis of an echad after kinyan v'stira. Maybe Minchas Sinach talks about it. Maybe she has that nemonis. She's also an echad. It's lo d'madam this. Maybe she's worse. She's mamash balas dover. Maybe balas dover is worse. But b'pshutai kol moka. If you believe kravim, you believe avodim and psulim. So it's like echad b'surim, echad b'surim. But there's no psul b'dover. The same way there's no psul kav, there's no psul b'dover. So maybe she's nem and pashut b'tayre said echad. So there's many reasons here why she might be why she might be nem. Maybe she's not nem. But why she's not able to be echad b'tumah? Maybe they're all true. Maybe for all of these reasons she can't eat truma. We'll see more in detail. But upon it, Rashi says the case is that she's an eishes kohen. It's interesting that Batanur in the Mishnah says that she's a bas kohen. Prime Pshat, the Batanur is a little bit easier. The Mishnah says that she's Asura, well, it says she's Asura Lechel Betruma. Hush, it means, Eila Asura is Melechel Betruma. Two possible cases. One case could be she's an Asus Kain. So, Kozman, she's married to the Kain ordinarily, she could eat Truma, but now she became Skinny, Stira, Tmani, love. So all these reasons prevent her from being able to eat Truma on account of her, on account of her husband. There's another case, which is what the Batanur is envisioning, that she's a Bas Kayan. She's not married to a Kayan, she's married to Yisrael. But she's a Bas Kayan. Now, Kozman, she's married to the Yisrael, so she can't eat Truma because she's married to the Yisrael. But he's going to divorce her. I mean, she says Tmani, love. So the husband's going to divorce her. When the husband divorces her, she could go back to eating Truma. The fact that she was Mizana doesn't matter. It got me that. When she normally would be able to go back, I'm sorry, the fact that she was mad doesn't matter. So the husband's going to divorce her. She's going to go back to the father. She's going to go back to the father. And when she goes back to the father, she's going to be Asura Lechel Betruma. Also, having been Mashker, she wouldn't be, but she's going to be Asura. So the Bartanur is in the Bartanur's case. The Bartanur is saying Pshat from Mishnah, that's the case. She's a Baskarin. The husband's going to divorce her. Tmei Anilach, the husband's going to divorce her. And she's going to blive Asur Lechel Betruma because it was Kinev Estira and Tmei Anilach. So, yeah, Lodin, why Rashi didn't learn like the Batanur? Why Rashi, I guess vice versa too, but I'm really interested in Rashi now. Why Rashi learned that the case that she's an Eshes Kain rather than a Bas Kain? Maybe Mshat, maybe Rashi understood that Asur Lechel Betruma, she's Asur Lechel Betruma right now. Before the husband divorces her. So right now, she can't eat Truma on account of the father anyway. She's married. She's married to Yisrael. So the case must be, she's an Eishes Kayin. She's going to get to right now. Can she eat Truma right now? So she's, since she's just married, look, so right now, she can't eat Truma. But that is right now, she can't eat Truma anyway because of the Kinei V'Stir. If already, right now, the Kinei V'Stir prevents her from eating Truma. So we're not really interested in the right now. We want to know in the long term, you know, can we be Mashker? We can't be Mashker. She's going to be Masur La'olam. So in the Batanur in a way is attractive in Mshat. The right now the Kinyasti already asked her, even without the Tmei Anilach. Elamai, she wouldn't say Tmei Anilach, we could be Mashker and maybe we could exonerate her and she could eat Chumah. So we're not talking about right now, we're talking about later. Well, in the later, the husband's going to divorce her. So the husband, because the Maisa, she said Tmei Anilach and we're not Mashker. So what does it mean that she's a Sur Lechel B'Chumah? She's a Sur Lechel B'Chumah in the long term. So that has to be a Baska, not an Ashish Kind.
Isn't Rashi and Christine problematic because it's like not even in Kohen, because even if she's not married to a Kohen, which is Mizana Pathas by law, and then even if he dies and she would be in theory mutter to marry a Kohen, or I guess she wouldn't, but like in theory, she's also the Olam, and it's irrelevant whether or not he's a Kohen right now.
I mean, yeah, okay. Yeah, in other words, if she's a Asur, she's also not only to this Kohen, she's also she marries any Kohen. So calls it an achnas. Like, why is Rashi learning the case that she's married to a kohen, and the asur lechel b'tumah is on account of the husband of the kohen? Maybe she's a bas. Why not learn the case that she's a bas kohen? We'll see. We'll see. Maybe later on we'll come back to this. So let's finish the Rashi's. Then I want to talk to Tosfos because Tosfos really is the pesach a lot of the whole discussion. So fine. So the husband was bala v'derek, but then we're not mashka. So places, and there's me any luck. Asher b'shulim b'sechas norm pligi rabbi Rav Sheshes by meres t'meni luck. Rav Sheshes omer cheles b'tshuma. So what's going on here? There's a Mishnah in the end of the Dharm. The Mishnah says that if a woman says to her husband, Tmei Anilach, that I was Mizana, so she's Memenis, she's a Surah, she loses the Truma, she goes out. Mishnah that we don't believe her. Why? Shemene Nosnabacha. That any woman could be made to herself from her husband. She wants to get out. She wants to marry somebody else. She found another guy that she likes better. So she'll say, I was nitmes. And that's it. That'll be her exit ticket. So therefore, they said that she's not Nema. Ain't a Nema. Masadin, woman says that I was Mizana, she's not Nema, and the husband's still Mutter Mutter. She doesn't. The case in the Mishnah is that she's a Kohen. She doesn't say that was Mizana Barotsin. She says I was Mizana, but I was Nenas. That happens. The same thing would be by Yisrael if she says it was Mizana Barotsin. The case in the Mishnah happens to be that she says I was Nensa. And the husband's a Kohen. So she wants to assure herself to the husband, the Kohen. So we don't believe. Again, Shem and Asim Achel, we don't believe. So the Gemara is a Machlekes. That's for sure. We don't believe her, Lagabi, the husband. She's mutter to the husband. But what about for Truma? If the husband's a Kohen, can she eat Truma? So Rabbi says, no, for Truma already, that's Shavi Nafshe Chati Chadiso. That she wants to she's not also to the husband because we're afraid, Shemin and Osna Bachar. So that we have an agenda. We don't want to ask her to the husband because we don't want her to ask herself to her husband, Shemin and Osna Bachar. So she's not Neman to ask herself to the husband. But to the Truma, we don't have any agenda not to allow her to ask herself in Truma. She says that she was Nansa. She says that she's a Surah of Truma. So Lagabi the Truma, Shav Nafshe Chati Chadi Surah. So therefore, Rabbi says that Lagabi Truma, the Shav Nafshe Chati Chadi Surah. Even according to Mishnah, even in the Mishnah Chayim. And Rav Sheshis disagrees. Rav Sheshis says that she's not Nemon. She's not Nemon. Even for Truma, she's not Nemon. Why is she not Nemon even for Truma? Because since Lemaisa, she's going to stay with the husband, we don't allow her to ask herself to the husband. She's going to live with the husband. Maybe she's going to have children by the husband. And if we're going to not allow her to eat Truma, so people are going to say that we gave credence to what she says that she was Nensa. Well, if she was Nensa, she became a Chalola. She was Nivela Oslo, she became a Chalola. She became a Chalola, all the children are Chalola. So she's going to be Maitzi Laz on the children. If we're going to ask her to eat Truma, so that's also going to have a bad effect. You know, it's a package deal. If you want her to stay with the husband, she can have children by the husband. The children from the husband are going to be Kahanim. We don't want people to think the children are Kahanim. So therefore, since we don't believe her and we don't allow her to ask herself to the husband, we don't allow her to ask herself to the Truma either, and she's Muteris Lechel B'Truma the same way she's Muteris to the husband. So that's the Machlekes there between Rabbi and Rav Sheshis. So you have Hakon Moedim to the husband, she's Muter, she doesn't have a Koyach to be Shav Yanashe Chaticha Disur to ask herself to the husband. The Machlekes is, can she at least ask herself to the Truma? Rabbi says, for Truma, at least she could ask herself. And Rav Sheshis says, no, Mishnah Chayinah says, she's not Neman to the husband, she's not Neman to Truma either. That's the Gemara. So the Yushalmi over here asks, I used to quote and mentions the Yushalmi. Yushalmi asks that our Mishnah Lechaira doesn't stim. Yushalmi doesn't mention Rabbi Rav Sheshis. The Yushalmi just asks that the Mishnah by us, Lechaira, is like Mishnah Rishayna, not like Mishnah Chayinah. Because it says in this Mishnah that we believe her. She says, Hameris Tmei, it says in the Mishnah, we believe her. According to Mishnah Chayinah, we shouldn't believe her. That's the whole Mishnah Chayinah, not the believer. Answers the Yushalmi, here it's different, because since there was Kini Vestir, this is Raglayim Adol. Atkan Yushalmi. So Taisus is paraphrasing this Yushalmi. Kashu with the Teres. However, in Taisus, there's a Hisofa that you don't have in the Yushalmi. Yushalmi doesn't mention anything about Rabbi Rav Sheshis. Yushalmi just asked the Kashu, if you Mishnah Chayinah, why she believed? Must be, it sounds like Mishnah Rishayinah. The answer is no. We're here since this Raglayim Dover, we believe it. Taisus is Maisa something that the Kasha in the first place is only a Liba the Rav Sheshis, not a Liba the Rabbah. Because according to Rabbah, even according to Mishnah Chayinah, Latruma she's believed. So the Mishnah is fine. Latruma, even Mishnah Chayinah believes. So the whole Kasha is only Yushalmi Sum Lekav Sheshis. The whole Kasha is only according to Rav Sheshis that she's not even believed for Truma. So why in the Mishnah she believed? So it sounds like the Mishnah must be going like the Ayah Mishnah must be going like Mishnah Vishayna. The Yushalmi answers and Taisus answers that here it's different because it's Raglayim Adol. So there's a lot of Nekudas here that need to be unraveled. The other house is clear. So I don't know how much Solomon was having a chance to see in this and that. So there's a few nekudos. First of all, the Minchas Chinuch in Shin Samachay, Oysir Aleph, Minchas Chinuch wants to say that Teres to Tosis is Kasha. Teres to Yushan is Kasha. Shouldn't be Kasha because we're not in the business of answering Yushan is Kasha. But anyway, the Minchas Chinuch wants to say a Teres to the whole Kasha. Says the Minchas Chinuch, the din of Mishnah Chayna that we don't believe her is when she's her whole nemonos is shavi nafshi chaticha disu. So it's not a real nemonos. Shavi nafshi chaticha disu is only a nemonos lagabi the person himself. The rest of the world we don't believe her. We only the need is to believe her lagabi herself, to ask herself shavi nafshi chaticha disu. So Mishnah Chayna says that we took away from her the nemonos of shavi nafshi chaticha disu. And she's not Neman to ask herself to the husband, Shavi Nafshe. And she's not Neman to Shavi Nafshe to ask herself to Chuma, according to Rav Sheshes. We took away her Nemanus of Shavi Nafshe Chaticha Disur. But in the Mishnah, we're talking about after Kina V'Stira. After Kina V'Stira, she has a bigger Nemanus than Shavi Nafshe. She has a real Nemanus of an Eid Echad after Kina V'Stira. The Minchas Chinuch assumes that even a Baal Dover has this nemonis of Erechad after Kina V'Stira. The same way Psulim and Emanet after Kina V'Stira, Afilu Eved, Afilu Isha, so Afilu Baal Dover. So here she has the nemonis of, here she has a nemonis of, the Torah said, V'Eid Einbo, we had the good Gemara in the beginning on that base, that the Torah, after Kina V'Stira, the Torah gave a nemonis to an Erechad to say that she was Nitma. So here she's the Erechad, and she says that she was Nitma. That's a real nemonis. And a real nemonis, we don't find that Mishnah Chayna took that away. That's the Michas Chinuch's teres for the Taisis Kasha. The emesis, we could say that that's Taisis, maybe that's Takab Shat and Taisis Teres. That's a posh. What does Taisis mean? What's Taisis Teres? Taisis Teres is, Yushami's Teres Bemis, is that here it's different because it's after Kina V'Stira, there's Raglai and Lado. It's two ways to understand the teres. Could understand the teres, that the teres is Yushami's teres. It's a Balabatish teres. Even though we were afraid Shemaneh and Osta Ba'acher, and we made a Gzeirah in Mishnah Chayna not to believe her, but where she's corroborated by the Kina V'Stira, we didn't make the Gzeirah. Without any lumbus. The whole Shemaneh and Osta Ba'acher is when she comes out of the blue and she says that she was Nitmos. But if she's not coming out of the blue, she's coming after Kina V'Stira with the Raglai and Ladova. So then we don't think it's Shemaneh and Osta Ba'acher. Then we think that she's really telling the truth. So we didn't make the gzeirah of Mishnah Chayna, so then we talk to a believer to say Shavi Nafshe Chaticha Disu. But maybe the pshat in the Yushami's teretz is more on the lines of the Michas Chinuch. But what the Yushami's answering is that since there's a reglayim ledover, so she has an emonus not merely of Shavi Nafshe Chaticha Disu, she has an emonus of an erechad, like Solomon Gemara Daf Gimel. Why is an erechad them and after Kini V'Stira? Because there's a reglayim ledover. So here, since there's a regalayim ledover, it's not merely shavi nafshi chaticha disura. It's an emonus of an erechon. And Mishnah Chayna was only mafkir an emonus of shavi nafshi chaticha disura. It wasn't mafkir an emonus of an erechon. So that the Minchas Chinuch says as an alternate teres to Taisus Kasha, yichalanu loymer, that's what Taisus means. And that's what the Yishalmi means. That's what the Yishalmi and Taisus mean when they say that here it's different because there's a regalayim ledover. Meaning here it's a whole different emonus. It's not merely shavi nafshi. It's not merely shavi nafshi, but it's real emonus of erechon. However, there's another problem, which is the Mishnah Melach raises, which is that what's the Yishami's kasha in the first place? Taisus, the Yishami, what are they asking? They're asking, Lefi Mishnah Chayna, how is she believed to say Tmei Anilach? How is she believed to say Tmei Anilach? After all, Mishnah Chayna says, we don't accept it that she says Tmei Anilach. We don't believe her, Hashem Einei Nas Nevacher. So why are we believing over here to say Tmei Anilach? Asked the Mishnah Melach, what do you mean? Okay, maybe we don't believe her. But who needs her nemonis? There was Kina V'Stira, and she's not going to drink. This woman is saying Tmei Anilach. She's not planning to drink the mayim, right? She doesn't even say Tmei Anilach. She could say any right to lishtos. What would be then if she says any right to lishtos? She'll be a Asura B'Truma. Mikayach to Kina V'Stira. So if she says Tmei Anilach, it's the same thing as saying any right to lishtos.
Isn't there a conflict between the two, maybe? That when she says, "Come in, Yilach," she can never then be chozer and drink because you say, "Shav," and pick up. Actually, so then there's something she can do to be back in it, but by, I don't want to drink, she can always go back on.
The kill taste of is if she says to me any love, then this is mash, but she's committed, she says to her betrothal, she can't change her mind. The fee, we're asked the fee, Mishnachayna, because this is according to Mishnachayna, that she says to me any love, we discount. Elamai, she doesn't want to drink, so she can't change her mind and want to drink. So maybe that's Pshat and taste of. You're saying an Esa. Maybe what Yishami is asking, places in Yishami, maybe what they're asking is the Mishnah implies then when she says Tamei Ani Loch, it's not like any Reitzel Lishtes. Any Shul. It's not like when she says Any Shaisa. When she says Any Shaisa, she could change her mind. When she says Tamei Ani Loch, she can't change her mind. I mean, it's not Mukh in the Mishnah, maybe she could. But he's saying, because since the Mishnah says there's two different babas, it's mashma Tamei Ani Loch is not merely a case of Ani Reitzel Lishtes. It's something more than just an Ani Reitzel Lishtes. She's saying Tamei Ani Loch, and the nafkamina is that she can't change her mind. Then it's going to be, it could say the same along the lines he's saying, maybe it's even more. The Mishnah says in Dabchav that there's a difference between a woman who says Ani Reitzel Lishtes and a woman who says Tamei Ani Loch. Besides Chazar. Chazar is not supposed to be even there. I mean, if she has any race list, she could be Chazar. But the Mishnah says that even though she says any race list, so we don't force her, but that's only before we were Meichik to Shem. Once we were Meichik to Shem, so even if she's saying any race list, we don't listen to her, we're Mashker Balkar. But if she says Tamei Ani Loch, then we're not, then regardless, we're not Mashker, then we spill the water out. Take a look at Mishnah Nefer. What's the top? Actually, nimchaka megillah. Amr any shaisa megillos. If she says any shaisa, so megillos and gnezes, we'll put the megillah into gneza. Minchasan imli misperes saladeshim. Bein megillos k'shei lashus b'seit acheres. I could put the kids there. We abort everything. As long as the megillah wasn't nimchak, so we'll put the megillah into Sheamus, and she can say any right to lishtes. Nimchaka megillah v'amr nimchaka megillah. But once the megillah was nimchaka. So then, if she says any Reitzel Lishtos, that doesn't help. But if she says Tamei Ani, so then we talk, that does help. That does stop it. And then Amai Nishbochim and Chachim and Chosim is Bezeres al Beis Hadeshin. But Nimcha Megillah Vomer Ani Shaisa Ma'aron Oisu Mashkin Oisu Makocha. But if she just says I don't want to drink, so we're Mashkin Balkoch. So it says Beferish in the Mishnah distinction. After Mechikas Megillah, the fact that she's chickening out, she doesn't want to drink. That we don't listen to because the Megillah is already Nimchaka. So we don't want to shim Nimchaka for nothing. But if she says Tamei Ani, then even after Mechikas HaMegillah, we will not be Mashker. And Rashi says, because Kevin Domer Tamei Ani, B'duka Ve'Medesi. Once she says Tamei Ani, there's no point in being Mashker. She's B'duka Ve'Medes. The Mayim only could be B'duka. If she says Tamei Ani, she has an Emonis. She's B'duka Ve'Medes. If she's B'duka Ve'Medes, we can't be Mashker. So it says in the Pharisee Rashi that there's a difference between any Reitzel Lishtos. It says in the Pharisee and the Mishnah that there's a difference between any Reitzel Lishtos and Tamei Ani. Any Reitzel Lishtos, that's we'll honor that, but only up to Mechikas HaMegillah, not after that. But she says Tamei Ani, that we talk, I believe. So she's Duke of Emenis. Duke of Emenis, we can't be matched. So now it's very good. Yishami is Kasha. I'll derech what you're saying. Yishami is asking. So you're telling me that there's a special nemonis of Tamei Ani Loch. It's not merely a case of any Reitzel Lishtos. There's a special nemonis of Tamei Ani Loch. Tamei Ani Loch. What do you mean Tamei Ani Loch? What happened to Mishnah Chayna? We don't believe it when she says Mayanim. That Duka Vemeres, we don't believe it. That's the pshat in Yishami's kasha. Yishami's kasha is not. Yishami's kasha is. Why is she neman to say to me any loch ad kadekach that we won't be mashkeher? It comes out if we're gonna learn this way, then in effect what Yishami's asking is, places in Yishami asking is. Not why is she neman to aser herself b'tshuma. We don't need her nemanis to aser herself b'tshuma. The king of the steer aser her b'tshuma. The kasha is, why is she neman to prevent the hashkah? Why is she neman to prevent the hashkah? After all, if you mishnah chayin, she has no nemanis. So if she doesn't, if she has no nemanis, so let's be mashker. I ain't a yoytzel l'shtayis. But after Mechikas Amigilo, after Mechikas Amigilo, Masker Bal Kocha. The Emes is the Keren Oira says a similar pshat in Tosis. For some reason, he doesn't invoke the Mishnah later on. He just says that pshat in Tosis is, and pshat in Yishami, is that they're asking not why is she Neman to Aser herself Betruma. That the Mishnah Melech is right, I don't need her Neman to Aser Betruma. She's also Betruma anyway from the Kenyan Stira. The Kasha is, that the Mishnah says that we're not mashkeher. Why aren't we mashkeher? After all, Mishnah Chayna says she has no nemanos. Why is it worse than any Yoytzel Lishtais? So we're answering from the Mishnah Nefchot, that there's cases where any Yoytzel Lishtais doesn't help, but to any Loch does help. The Keren Oyer just says Balabatish, but it's a little bit smart, a little bit strange. He says, just because she says Tmeini, it doesn't mean she's any Yoytzel Lishtais. Maybe she's Yoytzel Lishtais. To me, seems a little bit strange. How can a woman be say Tmeani and be right to Lishtos? Like, what is she, suicidal? She says Tmeani, but she still writes to Lishtos. Well, I don't know why. The very strange thing, the Karen. I don't think he needs it. I think it's good with the Mishnah Nefchot. The Mishnah Nefchot says that the din of Tmeani is even when she cannot say any right to Lishtos after Mechikas Amigila. Nonetheless, Tmeani is nemenes to prevent the Hashgah. Why is she neman to prevent Tashgah? What happened to Mishnah Chayin? Mishnah Chayin says she has no nemanos. So let's make a sikkum a little bit, and then we'll take this further. So make a sikkum. The Pashup Pshat and Tosis, if we didn't know from the Mishnah Lamelech, we didn't think the naive Pshat and Tosis and the Yishami, what's the Yishami asking? What's Tosis asking? The naive Pshat is, why is she neman to ask herself a truma? Mishnah Chayin says she's not neman. So she should be mutter b'truma. That's if you read Tosis at first glance, that's what it sounds like Tosis saying. Why I meres tmei niloch? She's nemenis and she's asur b'truma. And the Mishnah says, "Hey, lasur is melech b'truma. Meres tmei niloch." What do you mean? If you Mishnah chayin, we don't believe her that she's tmei niloch. She should be muteres lechol b'truma. That's the bashkof rishayna. That's the chayin of pshat in Tosis, and that the Mishnah Melech says. What are you talking about? Even according to Mishnah chayin, they don't believe her, but the kinyan stira didn't go away. So the kinyan of stira asks her b'truma. So she's never going to be. So what's Tosis asking? What's the Yishami asking? So Stama, the answer is, like the Keren Oira, Mishmael says different terms, but the simple answer is like the Keren Oira. We're tweaking the Keren Oira. That Tosis kasha is, the Yishami's kasha is not. She should be mutter b'truma. I can't be mutter b'truma. There was kinyan v'stira. The Yishami's kasha is, the Mishnah says that if she says Tmeini lech she's asur la'olam, we're not mashker her. Why aren't we mashker her? According to Mishnah Chayin, she's not believed. If she's not believed, then she's not a b'duka v'emedis. If she's not a b'duka v'emedis, let's be mashker. What do you mean? What happened to why can't, but it shouldn't be any worse than saying any right to lishtes. Even if you don't believe her, but she's, isn't she saying any right to lishtes? Karen Oyer says, no, she's not. She's saying I'm Tmeini, but I'm right to lishtes. Hard to imagine such a case. But we say, no, say Poshin. The Mishnah includes, in the Mishnah Dabchot, that the din of Tmeini Loch is even after Mechikas HaMegillah. After Mechikas HaMegillah, she cannot say, I don't want to drink. But she can say Tamei Nilach because that she has an emunah of Bdukah Ve'Medesh. She becomes Bdukah Ve'Medesh, so we can't be Mashker. Why? Mishnah Chayna says she has no emunah. Mishnah Chayna turns off her emunah. So if Mishnah Chayna turns off her emunah, so she's Bdukah Ve'Medesh. Why? So then she's not Bdukah Ve'Medesh. If she's not Bdukah Ve'Medesh, so let's be Mashker. And that's the Chayra, the Kasha, Tosus, and the Yerushalmi. That's the Yerushalmi's Kasha. But how does this Mishnah stim? The Mishnah says she has an emunah not to be Shaisa. Why does she have an emunah not to be Shaisa? Mishnah Chayna turned off her emunah. However, yeah, and what's the Yerushalmi's Teretz or Glayim Dover? For that, we've learned still two ways, like we said at the beginning. Maybe it's a Balabata Sheferet. They weren't Geiser, but the Mokum, when there's a smoking gun, we don't think it's in Enos Navacher. When there's Kini Vesira, we don't think that she's Shema in Enos Navacher. So Mishnah Chayna wasn't said. Or, that Mishnah Chayna only turns off the Nemonos of Shavi and Nafshi. But here she has a bigger Nemonos. She has a Nemonos of an Erechot. It's a Nemonos of an Erechot. A Nemonos of an Erechot is... They didn't take away with the Mishnah Chayna. And then says, I think there's a bigger guy over to Mishnah Chinuch, that the Nemonis over here is not merely Shavya Nafshi, it's a Nemonis of Erechot after Kina Vestir. Because Rashi calls her Abduka Vemedis. We already make the Mayim. Our agenda is we want to be Mashker, even Balkar. So we can't, because she said to me, and he says, Rashi, she's Abduka Vemedis. Chayra, Bepshuta, Shavya Nafshi Chatik and Yisur doesn't make her Abduka Vemedis. Shavanashi Khatikh and Sura means she's only name of the Gabi herself, but Basin doesn't believe her. If Basin doesn't believe her, then why is she Abduka Vemenis? Her Abduka Vemenis only she has a real name on us. So that's Raglaim Lover, maybe the Skinuch. That the Amonis that we're talking about here is not the Amonis of Shavanashi Khatikh and Sura. That wouldn't make her Abduka Vemenis. The Amonis she has is the Amonis of Erech and Ephtikin of Stir. And that's the Terence. That's Yishami's Terence. Mishnah Khreina took away the Amonis of Shavanashi. But it didn't take away the nemonis of Raglaim Lover of Erechon after Kina Vistir. And Echon, but Mokum Raglaim Lover is a real nemonis of Dukum Emedis. That Mishnah Chayna doesn't take away. But there's still a problem here. The Alim's are still here. Still a problem. Because if that's the Yishan's Kasha, and that's Isis's Kasha, why does Tosfos say that the Kasha is only a Libud Rav Kana, not a Libud Rabba? Because if the Kasha is, let's be Mashker, what Tosfos is asking, let's be Mashker. After all, Mishnah Chayna turned off for Nemanos. So let's be Mashker. That's what Tosfos is asking. That's what Yishami is asking. Why does the Mishnah say that if she says to Tamei Nilach, we're not Mashker her, and she remains Bisur Lailam? Let's be Mashker. Aye, she says to Tamei Nilach, and she's Bdukah Ve'Medes. No, Mishnah Chayna turns off her Nemonis. If that's the Kasha, so why is it only Kasha Libud Rav Sheshes? It's a Kasha even according to Rabba. Even according to Rabba, that she has Nemonis of Shabbat and Ashi for Truma. But she does not have Nemonis for the Baal. For the Baal, she's not Bdukah Ve'Medes. She has no nemonis for the Baal, so let's be masker to be matter to the Baal. So why doesn't Mishnah say that we're not masker? What does that do with Rabbi Nav Kan? With Rabbi Nav Sheshes Rabbi? Let's stretch it all the way back. Before we knew all of these complications, and we read the Tosfos naively, the Tosfos were saying, why does the Mishnah say that she's a Asur Lechel B'Truma? Mishnah Chayna says she's not believed, that she's not believed, let her eat Truma. So that has to do with Rabbi and Rav Sheshes. We're talking about eating truma. And the Mishnah says that she's neman not eat truma. Why is she neman not eat truma? Lefi Rav Sheshes, Mishnah Chayna turns off the nemonis for truma. Lefi Rabbi, the Mishnah Chayna does not turn off the nemonis for truma. It only turns off the nemonis labal. So then the Tosfos is good. What is that? Why it has to do with Rabbi and Rav Sheshes? But now we're saying, sorry, it's 100% right. We're saying like the Karen Ayer, that that's not the Pshat and Tosfos. We're not talking about, you know, we're not suggesting that she should be muteris b'truma. Of course, she's not a muteris b'truma. There was kinyan stira. The kinyan stira didn't walk or didn't go away. Avada, she's asur b'truma. The kasha rather is, why does the Mishnah say she's asur la'olam and you can't be mashker? Mishnah Chayna turns off an emunah of tamei anilach. If you turn off an emunah of tamei anilach, then we should be able to be mashker and be mater. And Aisha doesn't want to drink, but after mechikas hamegillah, we don't care that she doesn't want to drink. So why does Tmei Nilach prevent the Hashgah? That's Tosfos' Kasha. Tumei Lach is nothing. We discounted Tumei Lach because she's not really B'dukum Ebenis. We turned it off with the Mishnah Chayim. If already that's the Kasha, so it's a Kasha even if you're Rabbah. Rabbah, what do I care if Mishnah Chayim, if she's believed for Tumah? But she's not believed Labal. If she's not believed Labal, then she's not B'dukum Ebenis Labal. And the main point of the Hashkah is to be matched to the Baal. So if Labal, she doesn't have an Emonis, if Mishnah Chayim turns off the Emonis Labal, so Labal should not do kavei menis. So why does the Mishnah say we're not masculine? Let's be masculine in Labal. And once we're masculine in Labal, someone will help for Truma too. Very rochek to say, but since the Truma, she's do kavei menis, so even though for the Baal she's not do kavei menis and will be masculine, but the Hashko will only help to be mad to Labal, but she'll remain asur b'Truma. That's very bizarre. It's like a pagin and dibur in the Hashko. We'll believe the Hashkoling in the Baal, but we won't believe the Hashkoling in Chumah. It's hard to imagine. It's just that's a kasha. That place is a kasha.
That's so crazy. From the Dharam, we see that we don't like to play around with making Chumah Asurder and then making Chumah Mutzadur. Chumah Mikul and Chumah Mutzadur. Seems like once we have
to. Let's imagine Mishnah Chayinu. We don't believe in Labal, but we believe in Yitzchumah. She has an emunah. Because for that, the Shavin Ashi Chatifa Disu. That's Shavin Ashi Chatifa Disu. Or maybe here it's even more than Shavin Ashi. Here, maybe she'll have mamish than emunah of Erechad the Chumah. The Chumah she'll have the emunah of Erechad. And the Mishnah Chayinu that turns off her emunah. That's what the Mishnah Chayin does. It turns off her nemonis. That's only Labal, but not Lachumah. Lachumah, she still has the nemonis. So she has a real, it has a nemonis. So Taisus is saying, well, if you're rabbi, it's good. If you're, he's only, his cash is only if you're a sheis. If you're rabbi, it's good. If you're rabbi, certainly we're going to be mashker. We'll be mashker to be matter Labal. But the Mishnah is still right that she's a sur Lachumah Lailam, because even if we're mashker, and she becomes Muteris Labal through the Hashkah, because the Hashkah exonerated her. But to the Truma, she'll remain also. Because for Truma, she has an emonis of Erechad after Kina Vistira, which we didn't turn off. And so for Truma, she's Duka Bay Medes. And therefore, the Mayim's not Baydikur for Truma. The Mayim's only Baydikur Labal. So what does it mean? For the Baal, she's Muteris, but she's not. But for the Baal, we believe that she was not Mazana. But for Truma, we think that she was Mazana. Very hard to swallow such a thing. Maybe it's the other way around, the other extreme. But if you're Rabbah, since she's Dukur Bemedis for Truma, so the Mayim can't be Baidikur for Truma. Well, if the Mayim can't be Baidikur for Truma, it's not Baidikur for anything. Maybe that would be a smart. That's what Tosfos doesn't ask for Rabbah, only asks in her Sheshes. Because if you're Rabbah, maybe there's a Mokum to say, yeah, this I can hear fast. It's also very big Kiddush. But maybe there's a Mokum to say that Tosfos only asks in her Sheshes. Tosfos thinks, if you're Rabbah, we have a Mahalach. If you're Rabba, it's true, Mishnah Chayin turns off for Nemonis. So she's not B'duka B'medes for the Baal. But for Truma, she's B'duka B'medes. We didn't turn off the Nemonis for Truma. So for Truma, she's B'duka B'medes. She has a Shavin Afshi, and here maybe it's even more than a Shavin Afshi because it's Erechad after Kina Vistira. So for Truma, she has a real Nemonis. If for Truma, she has a real Nemonis, then how could you be Mashkeher? She's Duka by Medicine in Chuma, and if she's Duka by Medicine in Chuma, the Mayim can't be Baidikur for Chuma. If the Mayim can't be Baidikur for Chuma, the Mayim's not Baidikur at all. In order for the Mayim to be Baidikur, she has to be not Duka by Medicine for anything. If she's Duka by Medicine for something, the Mayim's not Baidikur for anything. So, therefore, if you're Rabbah, I would understand the Mishnah. When she says, Tmei Niloch, we can't be Mashkeh. When she becomes a little bit Duka by Medicine, for Chuma, she's Duka by Medicine. So, Mei Lefi Rabbah, Taisa doesn't have a Kasha. But Taisa says, but there's a Kasha Lefi of Sheshes. If you're a sheish, not a duka by medicine at all, not even the chuma. It's not a duka by medicine at all. So let's be. So why can't we be masker? Okay, ulai. Maybe that's what I have to say for Tosis. It's drawing a chadashim right. But if she's duka by medicine for chuma, then Tosis feels if she's or at least Tosis entertains that it's not shreil if he rabble. If he rabble, at least is a mokum to say. At least the fi rabba, there's no kasha because the fi rabba, we have a way out. Fi rabba, we could say la'ola mishnah chayna turned off the nemonis for the baal. So for the baal, we would like to be mashkish, not duka v'emetis. But she's still duka v'emetis for truma. If she duka by medicine for truma, then we can't. Then the mayim can't be baidikar at all. Because if the mayim is not baidikar for truma, it's not baidikar at all. It's like a package deal. So the fear of it's good. We can't be masked. But Taisus asks, but what about Rav Sheshes? Rav Sheshes doesn't think. Rav Sheshes says that we turned off the nemanus even for truma. Mishnah Chayna turns off the nemanus even for truma. She was not duka by medicine altogether. Not duka by medicine altogether. Let's be masked. I thought maybe a different answer. Then we show you have a kasha. We show you over there in the dorm. Ask, how did Chazal have such a koya to not be mam in her? Minatayr she nemenis. Shavu nashe chetichad isur. Minatayr she nemenis. So minatayr, if the husband lives with her, he's over, or at least she's over. Shavu, at least maybe he's not over because the nemenis is only for yourself. But at least she is going to be over every time the husband lives with her. She's going to be over in this. So how did Chazal have such a koyach? We know Yesh koyach b'yad chacham lak adover v'natayr only b'shev al tasa not b'kum v'ese. So how did chacham over here have a koyach to turn off her nemonis and she's going to live with the husband and how does that work? Shalom yes, Tasha. So the Ran answers that Afkin Rabban l'kedush ha'mineh. This is called the Mekadosh Adai to Rabban Mekadosh. So the Chazal do absolutely have such things. Chazal, every time she says t'meh aniloch, Chazal did a hafkos kiddushin. And therefore, she's really minatari, there's no issue because she's not really married to the husband. She can't leave the husband, though. I mean, it's interesting. Her whole agenda, she wants to leave the husband. So we say, no, you're not believed to leave the husband because we're going to be mafkir the kiddushin. That's sort of counterproductive. That's what she wants. She wants to be mafkir the kiddushin. She wants out. But you have to say, we don't tell her we're mafkir the kiddushin. As far as the Drabban is concerned, she's still married. But we just say, we don't believe you. But I, on a device level, she is believed. So on a device level, we turned off the kiddushin. On a drabbana level, she's married and she's not believed. And on the device level, she's altogether not married. So that's the way it works. Yeah.
I don't understand. If she was never married, then why was it Tmehani?
No, she doesn't know what the slums. She comes along and says Tmehani. So Chazal say, we don't believe you. So good, on a drabbana level, it's good. On a drabbana level, we don't believe her. But what about Midrash? Midrash, she's going to live with the husband. What's going on? So he says, no, on a device level, we're mafkir the kiddushin. So Midrash, so she's altogether not married to the husband. So she's allowed to live with the husband. And there's no issue in living with the husband. And Midrabanon is not married to the husband, but we don't believe that she was Mizana.
Even think the whole Tmeh, I mean, it didn't mean anything. She's never married. Right?
Yeah, that's true on a dress level, but on a Midrabanon level, she is married, we don't believe her.
So I'm afraid we say that Tmeh were.
I guess so, but she doesn't gain anything. Like, no, we don't want her to have a way out. We don't want her to. Well, we're afraid. Well, the notion, we don't want to live with their husbands. They'll just say to Manny, and they'll leave. So therefore, they said, no, that's it. That exit door, we're closed. Yeah.
How are we more comfortable than living as a
panayim shnuyan? That's panayim. It's probably only a. It's not derech nus. If it's derech, it's just could be. It's not. It's like a few. Could be not a sederais at all. According to a lot of Yishayim, it's not even a sederais. Not even a sederabon. That's all tumul. If there's no, the Ram holds in sipilegish, only if it's there, he just could be not even in sipilegish. We have lots of kiddush in Darabonim. We had him every time kiddush in Darabonim. Chayosh and also chayosh. This kiddush in Darabonim. Or chayosh and how does it work? Because I was misakin, the kiddush. I, they're living together. So it's lost.
He wasn't just being
the
kiddush.
No, the whole, he doesn't have a mind to the kiddush with the beer. There's no, we're not telling them what's going on. So there's no kavana for kiddush. Yeah, so we have many times kiddush in Derabon. Every time kiddush ketana is Derabon. Yeah, that doesn't bother us. You have to know, if he's the Ramam, this is a Pilegish. So Pilegish is also, the Ram holds the Pilegish is also, except for a Melech. So if he's the Ram, the Pilegish is also, so how do you ever have kiddush in Derabon? At the rice level, she's a Pilegish. Yeah, any day. I don't know. But kiddush in Derabon, we have many, many places in Shas, doesn't seem to bother us ever. Right, so it's not called. It's not like a pilegish. And other Yishanim about pilegish is mutter mamish midrabba. Even midrabba, yeah, the Tanakh is full. People have pilegish. Al kapanim, who helped them? Oh yeah, but the Yishanim have this kash. So the Ron's answer is up here. Rabban l'kiddushim. Them, I have a different problem. So I don't understand at all. which is if we're mafkir the kiddushin, then how does she eat truma? Rabbi Rav Sheshes had a machlekes if she when we offer an emonos, does that mean she can continue to eat truma or she can't continue to eat truma? So Rav Sheshes says that she eats truma. Return offer an emonos and she eats truma. How does she eat truma? The whole reason why we're able to turn offer an emonos is because that kinner abon kedushin may we do the afkos kedushin. If we did afkos kedushin, then she's a zar. How shall I eat truma? That's a pelosim. I didn't find that. I don't know. I didn't look around that much. Looking at chayim over there in the dorm. So it's in the dorm. That's out of Tosfos inside. It's out of him. But I don't know. I'm a peler up. How can the Ran say that the way Mishnah chayim works is with hafkos kedushin? Hafkos kedushin. She eats truma with hafkos kedushin. Any day. I don't know. It's mitzvah yashiv. I don't know what to do with that Ran. Tosfos is a different text. Yeah.
I mean, I guess in case of kedushin nerabanan, if a kohen marries somebody in nerabanan, can't have a truma.
No, actually, truma with kedushin nerabanan. Yeah, I don't know.
Doesn't that take care of mamzerim? So we see that it has some impact on.
That's sure right. I follow.
The kohen doesn't it when kin comes up, not for later.
Right. Yeah, because it makes them not married, so there's no manzerim. But here, to eat truma, she needs to be married to the kayan. If we're going to mefkir the kiddushin, she's a bas yisrael, not a bas kayan. She's a bas yisrael, she's married to a kayan. So, and then she's a tmei aniloch. So Rav Sheshes says, we don't believe her. We have her eat truma, because if she's not going to eat truma, people are going to think that we believed what she said, that she was nitmeis, and therefore she's a chalola, and when the kayan is baleha, so the children are going to be chalolim. I mean, she became a zayna, and then now the children are going to be chalolim. We're talking about Rav Sheshes talking about an eishes kohen. A woman's married to a kohen, and we make her eat truma. We don't believe what she says. But we don't believe what she says because we wanted to eat truma, not to be made to last on the children. So, if it works with that kos kedushin, then she's not an eishes kohen. I don't know any maven b'cha. Taisus over there in the Dharma says a different thing. Taisus in the Dharma says. In that since there's a svara gedola that she's lying, so Chazal, when there's a svara gedola that she's lying, so then Chazal have a kayach to be mafkia. Now, here there's two nuskots. The way it says in Tosfos is on the side of the margin, small Tosfos. So Tosfos says, the way we have it, when there's a svara gedola that she's lying, then Chazal have a kayach to be mafkia her dibur. Dibura. In the Haggais, in the New Gemaras, in the Ezra Gemaras, they have Haggais, so they're Magia, that it would, since there's a Svar, Dailus, a Chan of a Kayach, the Mafkia, Dover. Not Dibura, but Dover. Meaning, it's a, of course, Gesh Kayach Chom, normally we say, Ain't Kayach Bacham, Lafkia, Dover, Minatar, except Shay Valtas, not the Kumbesek. When there's a Svar, Daila, that she's really lying, so even though Ma'aseh Shabbos Nashik means the Sfarag Doyle, she's really lying. So here, there's two gersoys in Tosfos. Yesh koyach b'yad chacham to be mafkia dover min atayra, or yesh koyach b'yad chacham to be mafkia her dibur. So let's say the way Tosfos is about us, that the yesh koyach b'yad chacham is to be mafkia her dibur. That means, what does it mean? What's Tosfos saying? He's saying chacham don't have a koyach to go say, go wear Shabbos. Go do an aver. And over here, what are Chacham saying? Chacham, we're not saying she's telling the truth, but she should live with the husband anyway, and be over the issur of Tumah. That's not Chacham saying. Chacham is saying we think that she's lying. We don't believe what she's saying. So even though Minat Torah she's Nemeshi Hashav and Ashi, she has an emunah l'gabei atzma. But Chacham, the koyach to be oiker her dibur and to say, we don't give any credence to her dibur. As far as we're concerned, it's a lie. And that's already not called it being oiker dover min atar. That's Tosfos Ma'al. So, I have a Bishlam according to Rav Sheshes that Chachamim say that we don't believe her at all. We turned off her and emunas totally. both for the Baal and for Truma. We totally disregard what she's saying. So I hear, goes with the Yesh Koyach, since it's a smorg gadol, she's lying. So Chacham have a Koyach to say that we treat it as a lie. Im lo min haTorah, there's no reason to treat it as a lie. Shai v'nafshecha tifa d'isur. But Chacham have a Koyach, this is not Chacham have a lot of Koyach. Chacham have a Koyach to say, since it's a smorg gadol, she's lying. So we are going to treat it as a lie. And they're going to treat it as a lie all the way, even for Dinim Deras. So, okay, fine. Yesh Koyach v'yad Chacham. But if you're like a rabbi, that is mischalik, we actually believe her for Truma. But Truma, we accept what she's saying. She's a super Truma. We only don't believe her Lagabi the Baal. So that means we're not being like her Hadibur. We're not saying it's a lie. Gabi Truma, we believe what she's saying. So then how does it work according to Rabbi? So, L'chayra, you have to say that in Echnami, L'fi Rabbi, Maybe Bahoguf and Echlegu. Rav Sheshe says that there's a Svar Gdola, so Yesh Kayach B'yad Chacham more than usual. But what's exactly the Kayach and the Chacham? So the Lashon Taisis is, well, there's two different Gisaisim Taisis. But maybe it's totally in this. If you go in Rav Sheshe's, you could say Yesh Kayach B'yad Chacham to turn off the Dibur. We treat it as a lie. There's a Svar Gdola to treat it as a lie. But Lefi, Rabba, we can't say that we're treating it as a lie, because for Truma we accept it. So then you have to say it's a different Yesh Koyach B'yad Chacham. But since it's a Svar Gdola, she might be lying. So has Chacham have a Koyach in such a case where she very well might be lying to say that we're going to be Oiker the Issul Baal? Because very likely she's really lying anyway. So since she's very likely lying, so we have more Koyach. We have more Koyach to turn to be Matter that she should. The Issul anyway is Reifef. The Issul to the Baal, that she's not allowed to be with the Baal, it's Issul Reifef. It's a Shrak Issul because she might be lying. So in such a case where she might be lying, and there's a Svar Gdola that she's lying, so Chazal could turn off the Issul Baal. So I don't know what's the right Gershon Taisus, but I'll go either way. We're like a Hadibur, we're like a Dover, Chayre. I mean, I can't, you know, you can't say Rabbah begars one way in Taisus, and Rashesh will begars the other way in Taisus. That's absurd. So Taisus used to be saying one lush or another. But okay, Taisus, but the point of Taisus is there's a Svarig Doyle that she's lying. Since there's a Svarig Doyle that she's lying, we have more Kayach than usual. So that gives us a Kayach to more be like a Dover and a Taisus. But what is the Akiris Dover Min HaTorah? So maybe it's Hakacholuk. The Fi Rabba, what we're Oiker over here is, we're Oiker this Labab. The Fi, I don't want to hang myself in the Lashonis of Taisus. I'm saying, you see in Taisus, it's not going with Hakkas Kiddush. It goes that there's a Svar Gdola that she's lying, so therefore we have more Kayach Laka Dover Min HaTorah. But what's the Dover Min HaTorah that we're being Oiker? Are we being Oiker Dover Min HaTorah? We're Oiker the Din of Shavi and Nafshi? We're oiker the din, we're oiker this labah. Well, it depends on the rabbi of Sheshes. The fi rabba, we're not oiker the shavi and ashid. She's still in menace for chumu. We're oiker the islabah. Because since anyway, shakis is probably a lie. So we're oiker this labah. The fi of Sheshes, we're mamish oiker the dibur. Oh, so now like this. Sheshes says, the Mishnah says over here that if she says Tmei Anilach, we're not Mashka. Why are we not Mashka? Rashi's Nachov, because she's Bduka Vaymedes. When she says Tmei Anilach, she becomes a Bduka Vaymedes. Bduka Vaymedes, we can't be Mashka. Like Tosis, what happened to Mishnah Chayna? She's not a Bduka Vaymedes. Mishnah Chayna says we turn her off. We turn down the volume, we don't listen to her. She's not Bduka Vaymedes. So where's the Bduka Vaymedes? But Taisa only has the kash of Libra Derav Sheshes, not a Libra Derav. Shami has the kash of Sam. But Taisa is only surely a Libra Derav Sheshes, not surely a Libra Derav. Maybe it's a pressing now to say. A Libra Derav, she really has an emonis. All right, we believe her for Truma. For Truma, she's an emonis. So what was our Koyach Lakadov and Menatara? She said, even though she has an emonis, but we turned off the Issel Laval. Well, just because we turned off the Issel Laval, but Be'etzim, she has an emonis. A nemonus. If Be'etzim she has a nemonus, we let her live with the Baal anyway. Yesh Koyach B'yad Chacham in such a case to be Oikadov and Melatera. But Aliba de Emes, do we believe her? Is there a Shavi and Ashi? There's a Shavi and Ashi. We didn't turn over her nemonus. And here's maybe more than a Shavi and Ashi because they have the Kina Vestira. Maybe it's Hamashay Decha, they have the Kina Vestira. So we didn't turn off the nemonus. We just were Matir Labal. Anyway, despite the nemanis, she has an nemanis. Shuma, she's asur. So, nonetheless, even though she has an nemanis, we're matir labal. But I'll leave it. But there is an nemanis. If there's an nemanis, then she's bluka v'emeris. If she's bluka v'emeris, how you mashka? So if you're rabbi, there's no problem. If she says to Mayani, she's bluka v'emeris. I will let her live with the husband. Yeah, because such a even though she's bluka v'emeris, but since yesh kareich b'achachom, we're matir to the bab. But lefira sheish says that we're not maimin her at all. I just understood the fear of Sheshis, the Akir's Dovah Melateria is that we turn off the Nemonos. We don't believe her. What Chacham Oikir over here is the Nemonos, not the Issel Baal. We're Oikir the Nemonos entirely. If we're Oikir the Nemonos entirely, then she's not Tukuv Emedis. She's not Tukuv Emedis, so why can't we be Mashka? That's what Tesh is the Kasha, leave with the Rabbi, not a leave with the Rav Sheshis. A leave with the Rav Sheshis, rather, not a leave with the Rabbi. That's what I want to say. Let's just make a sikkum and then we'll do the sakya. Mishnah, next time we'll go to the Gemara. I hope you don't want to see until after Shavuos. That way, a little. There's going to be more guys after Shavuos. Or this is this.
I don't know. I think June 1 starts technically after Shavuos. So right. Maybe guys are taking like a
one away after finals after Shavuos. Yeah, this is, I mean, this is fine. I mean, I'm happy to say, you know, if we have six guys, it's also okay. Where was I saying? Let's make a sequel. Just the pshat in this place. The Mishnah says a marriage to any love, but not mashka. And not mashka doesn't, it means not merely that she doesn't want to drink. Not wanting to drink is also a reason not to drink, but only till the mechiko. After mechiko samagila, we wouldn't listen if she doesn't want to drink. But here when she says t'meni loch, then even after mechiko samagila, she doesn't drink. Why? Because Rashi says she's dukav emedes. That's the name of the Mishnah. In fact, the Yishami places brings the Yishami, places yes in his own, but really Yishami is Kasha. That what happened to Mishnah Chayna? Mishnah Chayna says that we don't believe Tmei Loch. We turned it off. So Abashkof Rishayna, Tosis is asking, you know, the naive pshat in Tosis. Tosis is asking why she believed. Why does the Mishnah say she's Asur Lechel B'Truma? She should be Muteres Lechel B'Truma because Mishnah Chayna says we turn her off. According to Rabba, we turn her off even for Truma. I mean, sorry, according to Rav Sheshis, rather, we turn her off even for Truma. But that, says the Mishnah Melech, that can't be pshat. Now, over here, what does it help to turn her off? But there was Kini Vestira. She's assuming Koyach to Kini Vestira. So the Chari, the pshat, and Taisa has to be. Mishnah Melech says that, I'm not going to talk about the Mishnah Melech himself, he has a different answer, but it's an answer of Chayka. The Karen I was talking about, she said to Meini Loch, after the Hashka, it's very Duracha Kimshat. But the partial answer is, what the Karen Ayer says, which is that when the Taisus is asking, not why she has Surba Truma. Of course she's a Surba Truma. It was Kini Vestir. Taisus is asking, but why are we not Mashker? The Mishnah says we're not Mashker. Why are we not Mashker? Kini Vestir will be Mashker. We'll resolve the problem. Aishi saying to me, any look, it's Duke of Emeris. What Duke of Emeris? The Mishnah Chayin says we turn her off. So let's turn her off. We'll ignore the Tmei Loch and we'll be Mashker. Now we'll find. And maybe we'll be Matter the Chum. That's Taisa's Kasha. That's the Yishami's Kasha. Yishami answers, Taisa's answers that here it's different because it's Reglaim Dov. So there's no Mishnah Choyna by Reglaim Dov. Maybe that means Tam because the whole Sheminen Nosna V'Acher is only when there's no Reglaim Dov. Or like the Mishnah Schimach says, because it's a different level of Nemanis altogether. Mishnah Choyna is only the turn off Shavi and Ashe. Here it's Reglaim Dov. It's Mamish and Nemanis of Erechot. Mishnah Choyna doesn't turn off the Nemanis of Erechot. Kachri Kach. But that's how the Karen Ayer is masber the Taisus. Emes is very carved. It's not rochet min apshat at all. This the Karen Ayer is pshat and Taisus. After all, what's the point of the Mishnah? Let's say Lefi Rabba. We pass in like Rabba. A woman says Tmei Ani Loch for Truma. She's believed. We turn her off for the Baal. She's not believed for the Baal, but for Truma, she's believed. She's a super Truma. So what's the Chiddush to the Mishnah? Amer is Tmei Ani Loch. Every woman who says, the Mishnah is Chari Hemshi for the first Mishnah, Tumma Kini Vestira, and in such a case, if she says, I don't want to drink, or the husband was Baal Abaderech, or she says Tmei Ani Loch, in all of these cases, she's a super Truma. Woman says Tmei Ani Loch, she doesn't eat Kini and Stira. Any woman who says Tmei Ani Loch to the husband, she becomes Shavit Nafshi Chaticha Disura. According to Rabba, there's no, even Mishnah Chayin agrees that for Truma, the Shavit Nafshi Chaticha Disura. So what's even the Chiddush of the Mishnah? Eila Suris Melech on the Truma, Haimeres Tmei Ani Loch. Haimeres Tmei Ani Loch, of course she's a Surah, even without the Kini Vestira. I mean, Lefi Rabba, at least. Lefi Rabba was not Pshat in the Mishnah. Elamai, the answer is, the Mishnah means that if she says Tmei Ani Loch, she's a Surah, she can't be Shaisa. same as the rest of the other cases in the Mishnah. When we say that she's Eilu Asur is Melechel B'Truma, we mean she's Asur Lechel B'Truma or not Mashker. So anyway, that's the pshat in the Mishnah. The Mishnah is talking about Ashkosh. She's Asur Lechel B'Truma. That means she's Asur Lechel B'Truma and we're not Mashker. But according to Rav Sheshes, we turn off her Nemonos, so let's be Mashker. That's some kind of master pshat and tais. Very carvel up pshat. Very carvel up pshat. Problem is that if that's tais is kasha, so why is it only if that's Yishami's kasha? That's tais is kasha. So Yishami is good, but because Yishami doesn't mention anything about Rav Sheshes, but tais says it's only kasha libud Rav Sheshes. Why is it only kasha libud Rav Sheshes? Is it kasha libud Rav too? They argue about Rav and Rav Sheshes only argued if we turned off her nemanis the tumah, but everybody agrees we turned off her nemanis the baal. So if we turned off her nemanis the baal, then for the baal she's not bdukum hemedis. So let's be mashke. So one possibility is to say that maybe since we turned off her nemanis for tumah, according to Rav, we only turn off the nemanis the baal, but for tumah she still has the nemanis. So for tumah she is bdukum hemedis. So maybe a woman who's bdukah b'emedes for truma can't be shaysa at all. And that, therefore, Taisus doesn't have a problem in Rabbah. According to Rabbah, Taisus understands. Since she's bdukah b'emedes for truma, so that's why the Mishnah says she can't be shaysa. Because a woman who's bdukah b'emedes for one thing can't have hashkof for anything. Who like? I want to suggest a different answer. That Taisus means that according to Rabbah, it's not shver. Because according to Rabbah, that we believe her for truma. We only don't believe her for the Baal. So how does it work all together? Minatar, she's believed. So what's Elamai telling me? Yesh koyach b'yad chachamim. Since it's a svar g'doyl over here that she's lying, yesh koyach b'yad chachamim. But what exactly are the chachamim doing with this koyach? Are they turning off her nemonis? Or are they saying, no, she has an nemonis, but we're turning off the Isla Baal? Hardly for Rabbi, you have to say, we're not turning off her nemonis. Mariah, she's still nemonis. For Truma, she's nemonis. They're only turning off the Isla Baal. That means that really she has an emonis. But Chazal said, despite the emonis, go live with the Baal anyway. Yitaka asur, I mean, I tell you, asur, go live with the Baal anyway. That's the Yishkoich Biyad Chachamim, but she even Mukum Vasei, when there's a smart daughter like the Ekadov of Matar. But that means, but at the end of the day, there is an emonis. She has an emonis, really, Klapi Shemaya. She has an emonis, we didn't turn it off. She has an emonis that she was Nitmis. She's asur Betruma. We let her live with the Baal anyway, Yishkoich Biyad Chachamim. But is she Bduka Vaymedis? Yes, she Bduka Vaymedis. Is she Bduka Vaymedis? How does she drink? So therefore, according to Rabbah, Taisus has no problem. The problem is only according to Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes says she's not Neman at all. Mishnah Chayinah turns off her Nemanis altogether, even for Truma. In Rav Sheshes, it's more mistaber that the Yesh Koyach B'Yad Chachamim was not to turn off the Isser, but it was to turn off the Nemanis. They said, we're not going to be Maimon you. Like the Lashon of Taisus seems to be the way. That we were Oiker her Dibur. You Oiker her Dibur. So then she's not Pedukah B'Emedes. If she's not Pedukah B'Emedes, why can't you be Mashker? Therefore, Taisa only has a libud Rashi, not a libud Rava. Okay. Fine. Stop here. Tomorrow, the other ones. Well, yes, we should say tomorrow, really. Why not? We know that I'll still say tomorrow. Yeah. Okay.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Take care.